It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, live from the brand spankin' new studios. Hey, who gave these guys that money? It's Patch and Switch. It's one of us.
I don't know where he's at.
I don't know where he's at either.
Did he take vacation? He was
vacation.
About vacation.
What are you talking about vacation? We don't get vacation. Get him on Skype. Try to Skype him.
I'll try and Skype him.
Try to Skype him.
It's difficult though, because he's. You know.
Just try. Just look and see if he's online. Just look and see if he's online and call him.
Is he online? Oh wait.
I don't know. You have to look. Hey everybody. Yo, stop it.
Sorry.
That's
but
loud.
Look at that picture.
Yeah. Oh look who we have. Hey buddy. What's happened? We have a show. You know we have a show today, right?
I have no idea if the internet's going to work. We'll find out.
How's vacation? You know we have a show.
Absolutely awesome.
You're not supposed to take vacation on show weeks.
Yeah, I know. I didn't coordinate that well.
No.
Sorry.
No, you didn't.
Look at
sorry,
that.
Not sorry.
Look at that blue sky.
No kidding.
Let me give you, this is the view I'm looking at over here.
Oh, that's horrible. How are you even dealing?
I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
High-speed internet, that's how.
Even with a view like that, you still need high-speed internet?
No, my kids do.
No. Yeah, is
very true.
Is the reliability of the connection going to be based on how many kids are currently awake?
That is correct, because as more kids exponentially awake, the bandwidth goes down because they're streaming stuff, so we'll find out.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Patch and Switch Show. We've got people in the chat room. It appears Big Brother is watching today. At CH9 has joined us, so we've got to be on our best behavior. That includes you, even though you're on vacation. The picture of him just absolutely kills me. All right. In the chat room, we've got Joe Kelly. We've got Super Tech Boy. Ooh, I thought Super Tech Boy said he wasn't going to join us. Maybe I read that wrong. Mr. Black Sway is here. Veronica has joined us. Good to see you, Veronica. It's been forever. Boardroom meeting soon. Foul Temper has joined us. Vizio MVP. Enzposito. AZ Growler Guy. Oh, and look, Tom Kupka has joined us. And apparently Switch is in the chat room.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. Nice job. Nice job.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Are we there?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
I got it.
Foul Temper says maybe they can find the light switch for Joey. Am I dark? Is it dark? It's very light in here.
It's very light in here.
It could just be camera settings.
Yep.
It's because we've got this brand new nice sunglasses. It could be because we have this brand new studio, and in comparison with Mr. I'm sitting outside in the bright sunlight. It's because I'm looking at what it looks like, at least from the Skype camera here, and it looks fine, but I don't know. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. Because if you saw how many lights were on in this room, anyway, dude, what's new? What's happening? What's going on? Other than you sitting on vacation,
taking some time off and,
who allowed this
with the exception of this doing very little work. But, yeah, you know, new troubles. Had to come over here and figure out what the Wi-Fi password is. So I just hacked the Linksys box and
reset it.
Default reset to log in that way to make it work.
Nice. They're going to love you for that.
I'll leave a little note on it to say, sorry.
Sorry.
It's your Wi-Fi.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yep.
Also, did I hear you? Are you crab fishing?
Yes, I was going to save that for another story, for another section. But
okay, that's fine.
Relate to technology, but
does anything we talk about relate to technology?
No, but apparently for $15,
yeah,
you can get a crab fishing license, which allows you to pull 5 crab out of a pot, provided they're males, not females, and it's in season right now.
Okay, and you know how to determine if it's a male, not a female crab?
If you flip it over,
yeah,
wearing leather gloves.
Hold on! Oh, no! We're stopping here. We've already got the people at the door knocking.
There we
Stop.
Go. HR is coming. HR is coming.
Joe Stop. Kelly saying, I doubt Rick being in the sun affects the camera calibration in Redmond. No, that is correct, but I think it's just, look, it's a new studio. We're getting there.
We're still getting it.
It's just not as bright as Rick is, but It's artistic.
It's artisan. I mean,
it's an artisan camera shot on the podcast. What do you guys want? So where are you?
This is a little place up north called Lopez Island.
Oh,
and
San Juans.
It's in the San Juans. A friend of mine who I don't believe he watches the show, at least doesn't watch it live, said, "Hey, man, I got a cottage up there if you wanted to use it sometime." So I'm like, score, let's go. But looking out at the water, I'm thinking maybe Joey needs to make a trip up here and put his boat in the water.
Yeah, other than I tend to stick with freshwater. That's me.
Well, freshwater, saltwater, what's the difference? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It works. The boat works. You just clean it out better. We're done.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you're asking about crab fishing. So I actually went and did crab fishing for the first time up here. We have a rowboat. The rowboat needs some IT help because one oar is longer than the other oar. So when you row, you predominantly end up going in a circle. And it's not user error that's doing it. It actually is mechanical error. So I got to see if I can re-engineer the oars to get out there to pick up the crab pots. But we bought a crab pot. Of course, me being the guy that I am, I got upsold on the crab pot to buy a more expensive one. I went to go buying them.
That's a shock.
And chopped up some chicken, put it inside the thing, rode it out there, dropped it, let it soak for 4 hours, and we caught 10 crab.
Oh, wow.
9 of them were female, so we had to throw them back. And one we could keep. And the one we could keep was legal size. It was 6.5 inches across.
Do you have the little measuring device?
Yeah. Just like on the Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, that's actually in the chat room. They just asked if you're going to be on the Deadliest Catch.
Well, you never know. I'm getting pretty proficient at it, though. I don't know how they grab the crab off of the wire of the trap, because they literally hang on for dear life to that trap. I'm trying to pull them out and it just won't come out.
Are they? No.
But rode out, dropped it, picked it up, 10 crab, kept one. And he was beautifully cooked last night and then turned into a nice bowl of crab meat that we're going to turn into some crab cakes later on today, I think.
Ah, sounds fantastic. So is that 5 crab a day? Is it 5 crab total? Your licensing?
Five crab. Is it? Hey, Kelly, is it 5 crab a day? Yes, 5 crab a day.
Okay.
It's been confirmed by the remote producer.
Confirmed by the remote producer who got the crab license for me because she's so great.
Ah, excellent.
But the best part is, though, that she also has a license. That's 5 more crab.
Oh, so you can have 10 crab.
Each of my kids have licenses because they're under the age. They're allowed to crab, so they get 5 apiece as well. So we could literally have the Deadliest Catch boat at the harbor catching crab right now.
The Deadliest Catch rowboat edition.
Yes, the rowboat edition of Deadliest Catch. The problem is that they're not biting that hard. Like, they're small, and they're female crabs. So you have to throw them back. So we're trying to get enough to have one crab a person. We'll see if we're able to pull that out by the end of it. The crab pot's been soaking overnight tonight, so we'll see what we have. I was going to go out in the morning to go and pick up the crab before the show, but decided I wanted to sleep in and have a cup of coffee instead of doing manual labor.
That sounds fantastic to me. Well, thanks for joining on the show. I mean, I didn't think you were on vacation, really, but, you know, we called you anyway. You answered. It's your fault.
I know. That works.
Super Tech Boy wants to know if the dog has a crab license.
No, but he's very interested in coming in the water with us. We might take him down to the beach today.
And does the crab that you caught last night now have a crab license?
It's all about paperwork for the government, making sure we're all legal. So.
AZ Growler guy's wondering if there's volume licensing capable for this.
It depends.
No, actually, they're on the open value license right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The open.
And tell your kids to stop downloading.
Yeah. We're losing the signal in a very bad way. Pierre Roman has joined us, as have a number of others. Soren has joined us. Hello. Did we say hello to Mr. Kupka?
I think we did.
I think we did say hello. Kowski's here as well. So let's jump right into the big program, where we've got several segments of the show, and I don't know how many there are because this is the first coffee of the day.
There's 4.
The first segment is called From the Trenches. I'll remind you.
Yes, the first segment is From the Trenches, which is stories from work, the things that we're doing. Jay Shock wasn't here last time, failing his duties as the audio engineer on the first program from the new studio. So I would like to know, what were you doing?
I was training.
Okay. Okay.
No, I was actually at training with my whole team. We were doing...
a ropes course?
No, we didn't do a ropes course.
This standing up on chairs, falling back into each other?
No, because we trust would all exercises. Drop each other. We would all drop each other.
No trust exercises?
We have no trust. No, we were doing this exercise about how to do like agile project management type things. And how... You can have roles going into agile project management, but the minute you have a user problem or an outage, everybody should just drop their roles and figure out how to fix it for the users. And it was actually a really good exercise.
Waterfall IT management?
No, agile.
Oh, sorry,
not
agile.
Waterfall. We're agile.
Are you DevOpsing again? Is that what
we're
that
DevOpsing.
Is?
We're
DevOpsing. Oh, I see.
Yep.
I see. Okay, cool. I've been writing documentation.
Nice. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that what you do too?
Yes.
So I've been working on some new deployment scenario stuff. More news to come on that when it's finished. Around Azure, the Azure ADs. And specific little kind of, you know, if you're looking to accomplish things like additional values of multi-factor authentication and some of the features that we've got in Azure AD Premium.
Like the new Authenticator app?
The new Authenticator app is actually pretty darn cool.
Oh, my goodness. I'm loving it.
Did you get the update up there in the vacation land, or are you still on the old one?
My icon changed. Does that mean it's an update?
Yeah.
I don't know how updates work on this iPhone device.
So when there's a new version, it updates. But that's a pretty good idea to demonstrate that. Now, I was on V.5 mm-hmm. for ages, mm-hmm. and it was just a couple of weeks ago that I actually updated to the new Authenticator app where I could use the thumbprint reader.
Right.
The thumbprint reader has actually made it so worthwhile doing that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I know coming from the Windows Phone platform, I had the Windows Phone, and it was nice. You know, you put in your PIN number. It is so much easier just to put your thumb on the phone and have it unlock.
Now, Droid has fingerprint reader, right?
Droid does have a fingerprint reader depending on the phone.
Oh, gotcha.
And now Samsung has the big thing where they have an iris scanner, just like Windows Phone.
hey, Patch, we've got breaking news from Canada.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Pierre Roman is catching the show from the waiting room of his local Canadian Tire Service Center.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We are going to do an episode at Canadian Tire. I think it just needs to happen.
Roadshow.
They have Road Wi-Fi. Show. Not, can't be any worse than this Wi-Fi.
Well, your Wi-Fi is not too bad. I mean, at least I can see you again.
Yeah.
I
found out what that was, though. You want to know what that was?
No.
One of my daughters posted a Musical.ly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Were you tracking it? Do you have the super admin rights now and you're watching it?
EMS, my friend.
Are you quassing? you need to set some quass on that router.
Yeah, for sure. As opposed to claws on the router.
Well, I didn't say it. You did.
Quassing.
All right. Let's see. Super Tech Boy saying we should get a Canadian Tire sponsorship. They've been mentioned so much on the show.
Yeah.
We don't have any sponsors. What can I say?
We just have the Channel 9 benefactor.
AKA the Godfather.
Yes.
Yeah, the Channel 9 benefactor, AKA the Godfather.
No, it's not. I just put in the chat room.
What have you been doing other than vacationing? I mean, I know that you just went on vacation a couple of days ago, yeah?
Yeah, it's only been a couple of days, but I was wrapping up stuff to be able to go on vacation, first of all, so that's good. One of the things I've been working on is trying to sort out some more documentation stuff. We actually opened up a survey for folks to be able to take about Linux documentation that Windows admins and Linux admins can go off and fill out if they want to give us an idea of what's going on. So that was kind of fun to get that guy set up. And I'm also, you know, I'm involved in SAP as well as Oracle at work. So I've been doing some SAP stuff with getting them organized and getting ready for a release that's coming up in the near future and stuff like that. So that's always been fun trying to work that out, dealing with marketing folks, dealing with business owners, that sort of stuff, to make sure that they're all happy with how things look on the web.
So I'm not sure if you completely disconnected and heard the news yesterday. There was big news yesterday.
No, I surfaced in between dropping the crab pot and getting cleaned up about apparently PowerShell was open sourced.
Yeah.
And made available on Linux.
Yes. That's very really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. I mean, in terms of, I guess it just means that folks can now start writing their own PowerShell providers or commandlets, right?
Basically, they go ahead and write their own for different things. They're also able to use, if you're a Linux admin, you're probably used to using Bash to be able to go off and do things.
Yeah.
Bash is, excuse me, notoriously bad at being able to parse and work with objects. And that's one thing that PowerShell excels at. And so you have to literally know the type of object you're trying to interpret if you pipe it into a Bash script, whereas PowerShell is able to figure it out. So that's one of the big things that came out of that. That's potentially a good thing. But typically, it's going to be really good for the Windows admins looking after Linux boxes. But eventually, the Linux community, because it's open source, they're able to go off and contribute and do stuff to it. And I've had a most, I want to say, neutral to good response, to use our lovely terminology that we use at Microsoft, from the friends that I know on the Linux world about it.
Yeah. Joe Kelly just posted in the chat, I know some Linux folks who keep thinking this is some kind of Trojan horse. They're skeptical of all things Microsoft.
Yeah, I will caution people that not all commandlets are supported, because some of them rely on TechNets and some of them rely on my wife's taking my picture right now to say, why is my husband working on a podcast as opposed to being on vacation? So
you're not working
feed somewhere.
You think this show is work? does she ever listen to it?
No. Does your wife listen to it?
No. On purpose.
Taken.
On purpose.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So some good stuff coming now. Is your team producing some PowerShell scripting stuff? Are there plans? Do you know? I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here. I should ask the question. Are you aware of any official Microsoft command that's coming?
Absolutely, they are.
Okay.
Teams are continuing to work with it. It's a matter of decoupling them from how much .NET they have to have, because it relies on having .NET Core,
right,
as opposed to full .NET. And then some people use stuff inside of .NET as opposed to .NET Core, in which case they don't work. So,
yeah.
The big thing is that if you read the blog post about it from Snover, is that they have, obviously, GitHub repo where the files are located, but that's also where you file your issues. And so you'll see that there's already some issues filed with regards to command that's not working or stuff like that. But
very cool.
It's a new and open world, the new Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, we've been that way for a while. I think it's just becoming more and more apparent as we kind of go through.
Are they including the Azure commandlets in the Linux PowerShell?
That's one of the bugs. They are not in there as of right now.
Ah, brilliant.
But we focused on, it's the team that I work on, focuses on producing the Azure CLI, which is the command line for Azure that's cross-platform. So it's a work in progress, I guess you would say.
Okay. Works for me. I just thought it was cool news. I just thought, hey, we've got cool news to talk about.
Yeah.
No joke.
So something that all of us IT guys can be a part of. Hey, speaking of IT things, you know, I mentioned this the last episode of the program. We are coming up on that big conference in September in Atlanta.
That we are.
Which the podcasting conference? What? Which one? So you're breaking up. What did you say?
That big IT conference over there. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that we need to give the patch and switch advice to people who go to conferences.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
So while you're sitting back enjoying, did you bring your copper cups?
I did, actually.
Okay, perfect. So while you're enjoying your refreshing beverage with vodka and ginger beer in a copper cup, think about... Let's think about the things that we need to approach, that we talk about for people attending conferences, whether they're new or grizzled veterans, and let's do a show on it. You cool with that? You want to do something like that? Maybe we could do some little videos or something?
Asking me to think on vacation is a pretty big stretch.
Well, you will have booze. I figured the booze would make it better. Yeah, we'll talk. How about this? We'll talk when you get back. Though yeah. You're going to be gone for like 3 weeks.
We can figure it out.
Okay. Anyway.
I think that's a brilliant idea. And you know what arrived in the mail yesterday?
Not yet.
It was in my junk folder. In my junk folder, I found my speaker invitation to Ignite.
Oh, are you going?
I actually have a ticket.
Wow. You know, the funny thing is the connection just completely glitched out when he just did his excited face. That's what's awesome. Super Tech Boy, no. Super Tech Boy asks if it's a countdown. No. This is the Patch and Switch Guide to Events, which yep. We're going to kind of try to keep it generic, right? And just talk about generic events. So,
that'll work. I love it.
I mean, I'm not aware of official plans for countdown. So, you know, we'll kind of go this way. I have breaking news.
Oh, really?
What's that?
I also got an invitation in my email, and I will be attending Ignite.
Aw, man.
You guys make me feel bad.
Audio engineer will not be there.
Awesome. No.
We'll Skype you in.
That means.
What's that?
But you know what that means, though?
What's that?
Now we have to figure out how we can do a show while we're at Ignite as well, because we're both there.
Yes, we're working on it.
This is guerrilla. This is not sponsored. This is not sanctioned by anybody.
That's correct.
Maybe we can find like a broom closet or something like that, that we could commandeer some kind of internet connection, rubbing two sticks together to be able to put together something.
Yeah, we're probably, yes. So Foul Temper asked, tell me there'll be a live show at Ignite. We can tell you there will be a live show at Ignite. We don't know where it is. it could very well be the two of us sitting at a table somewhere, absconding with a network cable over Skype or live stream or something else. But we'll be there, and we'll do an episode of Patch and Switch. We may have to have every attendee bring their laptops to listen to the program, and they'll be on a 10-second delay. Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to do a show. In fact, actually, hang on. V just said, do it from Certification Central. It'll be nice and quiet in the study hall room. I'm just wondering, did you think
that's
through?
Anti-productive to the people trying to study, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, we're doing the program. You know what we could do? We could actually help people study for their exams. They may not pass.
The Patch and Switch study session.
Study sessions with Patch and Switch. We've got a new show.
Today we're going to talk about your active directory authentication.
I think the study sessions will be how to brew beer.
I can do that.
Yeah, that's the nighttime study sessions. Well, so that's fantastic news. I didn't know that you were going, so I didn't want to say anything.
Last night. You had yours before mine.
I got mine yesterday.
See, that's what it is.
I got mine yesterday, so during the daytime. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, mine is in my junk folder, so it definitely worked. But I'm staying out in Buckhead. How far away is Buckhead?
It's about 15 miles, a half an hour drive during normal traffic, 45 minutes to an hour if it's really bad rush hour. It's not too bad. Yeah.
Okay. We shall see. But Buckhead's where all the bars are, right? Isn't it?
There's some cool bars. There's some cool bars everywhere. There's some cool bars everywhere. I don't think we are limited to one place.
We should do a show about bars in.
Yeah, I've been doing some research on that because once I got my registration, I was just cruising through the Facebook pages, and there's people who are who live in Atlanta who have given some advice. So maybe we should look at that as we go into the.
Is Beckman on today?
No, Mr. Beckman, I have not seen Mr. Beckman. No.
See, now he's the guy that we need to connect up with.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys that lives in Atlanta.
You're right. We'll get with Mr. Beckman. He's normally around.
I know. I'm surprised. He's been slacking off a lot.
Oh, but you know what it is? They're back to school now. So like, I think this is their hell week, right? Is when all the college students come back.
It's August. Why would they be going back now? Doesn't school start in September?
Only for those of us on the Pacific Northwest region of the country. Our schools go back way later. Most people around the country are going back now. But colleges are coming back now. So people are coming online, right? They're going to their dorms, et cetera, all. So.
Got it.
Joe Kelly says Neil is hooking everyone up for the 411 on the ATL. Okay. We'll get some information. How's that? We'll get some information. Okay,
so how about where are we going to be posting the information for the stuff that we're going to be doing? Because we can't use any kind of official channels, right?
Well, I mean, it's just Patch and Switch, right? So everything all Patch and Switch related is on patchandswitch.com.
We can do it
there. Patch and Switch.
You know, to look on Twitter at Patch and Switch. Maybe a hashtag.
We could do a hashtag. We could socialize that hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do something. We'll do that. We're good with the socials.
Okay.
We just need to kind of keep, you know, it's a Patch and Switch guide to events, not event specific.
Right. We can do that.
Okay.
I mean, we could use this for other events too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, it's not event specific. There's a lot of events upcoming. You've got the big one in Atlanta. You've got one coming in Vegas, another IT event coming in Vegas. There'll be one here, I think, right? Or is it Orlando? I don't know.
Which one?
Tech Mentor.
Oh, I don't know where it is. I think it's Orlando's time.
Yeah, yeah, because I know they alternate, right?
Yeah.
But I know they've got one upcoming. You've got other third-party events coming up. The big security ones are upcoming.
RSA.
Yeah, RSA. There's one up in Canada coming soon. Yeah.
Yes, there's our good friend of ours, Mr. Cowper.
Yeah.
They're running their sector event up in October up there.
Yeah, that's in Toronto's. Yeah.
In the Toronto's. And I guess who they have is their one of their keynote speakers.
Who?
Snowden.
No.
Yep. You get a video link with Snowden talking.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's pretty cool. Very, very cool. That just got confirmed about a month ago, I think.
Is it public?
It's on their website. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, did you just Snowden?
No. He's not gonna physically be there. He just does Skype calls.
Yeah, no, I know. He can't come into the country, so.
Yeah, I think he's in Russia for a while now.
Yeah. So
unless he's doing work for the GOP or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna post information about where to follow us. You guys know where to follow us. You found the show. If you found the big program, we'll post information. We're going to do a couple of things.
So if you don't follow @PatchAndSwitch on Twitter, you absolutely should, because
yes,
we're going to be saying a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And then we'll figure out where we can have like this ongoing, we're confirmed to be able to go to some stuff, or if we're going to do the live show, we'll put some kind of a calendar, email, invite or something like that up.
Yes.
We'll figure that out. That's all logistical stuff. We have to talk to our logistical person. We have a logistical person, right? Do we? You're laughing. You shouldn't be laughing.
This is Patch and Switch. We can barely afford the audio guy in the band.
Our audio guy isn't going to be there, and we don't have a logistical person.
You can bring the audio guy.
That's crazy. Crazy speech.
The entire budget's been blown on the band, dude.
Yeah, I know. They are very difficult to move.
Yeah. Ooh. We got to think about that.
Shh. Okay. I can hear you. Still got to play.
So. Okay. Super Tech Boy wants to know if we have the Patch and Switch party bus.
There's an incident with a party bus that I'm not allowed to talk about.
I was going to say there is something that our lawyers won't let us mention. So there will be no party bus.
The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe has advised us to not
That is correct.
Talking about it.
Dewey, Cheatham & Howe. Yeah, they're great lawyers. They're fantastic.
Well, we do have our hired car service that we could use.
Dude, it's called Uber.
No. No, it's the brothers, the Russian brothers, pick up and drop off.
Yes.
Are we losing the Skype signal?
No,
we're losing the Skype signal.
No, I have to tell you this. I have gotten more joy out of horribly bad dad jokes lately. with my team. Oh, I think he just disconnected because he thought something was wrong. Are you there? Did we lose Rick?
We lost Rick.
All right. Maybe we'll see. Maybe he'll call back. At any rate, he's not online, so we can't hear. I'm very proud of the absolute pure embarrassment that I can give my kids with bad dad jokes of late. And he, of course, dropped off right as I was getting into that. Let's see. Prayer says I'm not allowed to go on buses, self-imposed. Is okay. And Joe Kelly, we're issuing you 3 demerits, Joe, for realizing he wasn't following Patch and Switch on Twitter. You know, we have the audio channel up on that. You want to pull down? Yeah, there you go. Just in case until he answers. I mean, the music's great, you know.
Good music.
Did you hear they've danceified it now? The new version? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
remix.
Yes, the remix. The Skype call music remix.
Is it going to be played on your radio show?
No, it won't be played on my radio show. my goodness. Vizion VP, no, we do not have somebody doing logistics of Patch and Switch, and that is very obvious. Joe Kelly says the crabs have taken over. The crabs have risen. So it's, you know, the 5 crab that he could, every member of his family, they've all risen up. They've taken over. Well, next thing you're going to see is just, you're going to see a photo with a copy of USA Today and a hat.
Well, and there were 9 female crabs and 1 male, and they took the male. Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have
Super Tech Boy asked if we could talk to a Skype bot in Rick's absence.
I thought about that.
We did think about that. Are you back, buddy?
Hello.
Your video's frozen with a perfect picture, though. At least the audio's there. That is actually great, dude. J-Shock, take that photo. Take to that.
You see that? Yep, there we go. Got it. That's
are you
the
there?
Stuff.
Yeah, hello? You with us? Yeah, okay. We can hear you.
There's more and more kids waking up, so I'm concerned they're going to lose audio.
That's all right.
Might lose the stream.
We only have 30 minutes left of the program.
Okay.
Tell them they can wait 30 minutes.
No, they can't. So Joe Kelly is apologizing because he was not following us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
So I've issued him 3 demerits.
But he's blaming the anniversary update.
Everybody blames the anniversary update.
Say hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you see them?
No, we've lost video signal. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Nice. Lost video.
Yeah. Next segment of the show, let's talk about beer money, the support that we do for our friends, our family support. You've got, sounds like a great beer money support story up there in the Friday Harbors, AKA it's taking over the wireless access point.
Yeah. So the good thing is that I can see what the password used to be because it's written on a post-it note. And so I'm going to change the password back to that.
So let me guess, you didn't see the post-it note beforehand?
No, I found it afterwards. It's underneath the router.
Well, that'd be the first place you should look, right?
Yeah, I know. I just press the reset button and hold it.
It's been a while since you've done IT support. Yep. Always look underneath the router and the keyboard.
Exactly. That's where passwords
and,
are located.
On Wednesday, I was still at home, and I was having internet issues with my systems at home.
Wait, internet issues at home? Really?
So I was literally in the process of going and ripping out the Xfinity box and taking it in for an exchange. But I faced a mad gaggle of family members saying, no, do not do that. They still need it. Yeah. So they suggested I wait till later.
Access denied. The change control board has denied your change request.
Yes. Exactly.
It's sort of like the old-fashioned schema control boards that used to exist about Active Directory extensions that you had to go through and make applications to.
You know, most people in IT actually have something similar for every change they do now. It's called change control. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're not agile, most IT. Just saying. Nice. So did you ever get the change actually completed, or is that a project for when you're back?
It's now half set up in such a way that I can now very easily go and swap that out. So when the kids are sleeping in, I'll just go in midweek, mid morning, early morning. I'll just go off to the Xfinity place and get the swap.
Ah, perfect.
Oh, but a hilarious thing is though, I got stuck inside of Twitter chat online with Linksys tech support because I was bad mouthing their modem.
Uh-oh. And they heard it?
They heard it, and so kudos to them that they actually heard it. And they started to respond, and I literally was going through a level one checklist for, did you reset the router?
Yes, did that.
What version is that? What firmware version do you have?
Have you updated to the latest firmware?
Have you tried other machines, not the machine that you're testing from?
Did you reset it?
I was entertaining them. I was responding to them correctly, nicely, and that sort of stuff. And then they finally said, okay, well, we'll refer this to second level engineering now. And that's when I gave up. I'm like, I know this particular router has issues, and they're well documented on the internet, and there's a problem with their stack that they're using for the 5 gigahertz range. So
yeah,
I still have not pulled the trigger to buy a new one. I just turned off 5 gigahertz and staying at 2.4 at this point in time.
There has been so much going on outside of the house over the last week. I have had zero tech support requests at home.
That's good.
Literally, it's when we get home, everybody is just so wiped out. It's like we're going to watch the Olympics and go to bed.
Nice.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
Nope.
No?
No.
I'm obsessed.
Really?
In fact, last night, my daughter was performing at halftime with the junior Seagulls at the Seahawks game.
Nice.
And I had forgotten to set the recording to record the coverage of the Olympics, the 31st Olympiad from Rio de Janeiro. And so I've frantically panicked and went, oh, there's no way I'm going to actually be able to connect from the stadium via my phone over the app to actually get the recording started. There's Wi-Fi there, and yes, it actually works.
Yes, I know.
It's amazing. It's slow. Mm-hmm. It's very slow, but it works, and I actually was able to get my recording, so that made me happy. You watching the Olympics over there? You watching the Canadians there, Mr. Claus?
The Canadians are doing great for medals, from what I see. The women are kicking butt.
Yeah.
The women medals that are coming in, it's absolutely awesome. The only stuff I'm catching right now is some of the controversial news items and stuff like that that's coming up on the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
And the occasional GIF that actually is quite funny. Like, I love that guy, Mr. Bolt. What's the guy's name from Jamaica?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
He is hilarious, man. The stuff that he has.
Yeah.
And you know, give him props. He's got a bit of an attitude, but he's always keeps it in check to the point of actually being respectful to other people. But, you know, he's not ashamed to go off and to show a little bit of fun side as well. But there's like this one picture that I love of him doing the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
And he's like a full two stride lengths ahead of everybody else. And he's actually turned to look at the camera and they actually caught a picture.
Yeah. Isn't that a brilliant picture? I think that's that could end up on Sports Illustrated. That's how good that photo is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. But and then this morning I saw a GIF of I don't know what country she's from, but the women's judo gold medal.
Okay.
Did you see how she congratulated her coach when the coach came out to shake her hand when she's on the mat and she won her tournament?
Did she put her in a headlock?
No. She goes up to him, gives him a handshake, and then grabs him and flips him over and puts him on the mat. She does it twice.
That's brilliant. That's awesome. I have to check that out.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I haven't followed all that much, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But the Canadians are, in my opinion, for the women, are doing awesome. So I love seeing their.
We have an update from Esposito saying Team Canada is leading Brazil 1-0 in women's football currently.
Oh, nice.
Joe Kelly, in his apartment building, he can see 280 plus 2.4 gigahertz access points.
Yeah.
That band is completely broken. It even impacts his Xbox One controllers.
That sucks.
That's got to really be horrible.
I have two words for Mr. Kelly. Faraday cage. Build a Faraday cage around your Xbox.
Yeah.
That you have to climb into to be able to use the electronics. That'll work.
Okay. Okay. All right. Because everybody can.
Oh, yeah.
I've done no beer money support, so let's move to the next segment. To which I have a lot. Random spending.
Is it because you have a watercraft?
No, it's not all watercraft related. no. In fact, I have not spent any money on the watercraft since the vacation. What's that? A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was last week. I just came back. If it seems like it was weeks ago, this is my first week back. But no. So last year, the teenager, the oldest, mm-hmm. Wanted to do a backyard movie party. So I absconded with a projector from Mr. Claus there. And we hung up a sheet in the backyard and we projected. They watched Goonies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Goonies, of all things. So this year she wanted to do it again. Only now the attendee list is about tripled because she's on the high school dance team.
Of course.
And so I'm a tech guy, right?
Right.
And projectors are tech. And I'm a sound guy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm a movie guy. So you add all of those things together, and you can only imagine what I've done this week. I have purchased a brand new projector.
Uh-huh.
A 10-foot diagonal screen.
Uh-huh.
And a sound projection device. No, I didn't do the inflatables. I did a lot of research on this. The problem that I have with the inflatables is they're great, but they're heavy as heck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fan noise would get to me.
Yeah, it does. They had a movie in the Commons the other night and went and saw Superman versus Batman.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this is a family movie? I mean, they had little kids and stuff there.
It's PG-13.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching the director's cut, in which case that is R-rated because you get a glimpse of Ben Affleck's backside naked.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Here, rewind story. One of the other podcasts I listen to over on podbash.com, they talk about Batman versus Superman and the fact that one of the guys does movie reviews. And he was talking about you should not see the theatrical version. Because the theatrical version was essentially the studio saying movies have to be within this time frame, otherwise people don't watch them. So superhero movies have to be under like 2 hours or right at the 2 hour mark.
Right.
So
2 hours and 3 minutes.
Yeah. Whatever the studio says it is. So they've actually cut out a bunch of stuff from the movie. And so they created this special director's cut, which is out on the Blu-rays.
Okay.
Specifically to do this. And apparently the majority of the movie actually changes or is better because of this additional 30 minutes of footage. And literally the difference between an R rating and the PG-13 is I think it's a couple of F-bombs and Ben Affleck's butt. But that's
interesting.
It. But, I mean, apart from those things, you know, you've got this big
into a movie like Deadpool.
Right. I love that movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I just am concerned that it's Ben Affleck's butt that makes it R rated.
Yeah, I don't.
That bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Joe Kelly, he says it's a miserable 3 hours of a movie. Did you see the extended version? I want to know because here's the thing. I was never really a big comic book guy. So I love the graphic novels. I still own all four of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle graphic novels. And this is not your, you know, the Saturday morning cartoon, you know, dude, let's get some pizza, bro. You know,
exactly.
This is radioactive turtles who have a bad attitude.
Right.
And they swear a lot and it's a graphic novel. There's a reason it's called graphic.
And of course, because Michael Bay was involved. There's explosions.
Explosions. So I have no predisposed Marvel versus DC, though I'll be honest with you, Superman has always been a superhero that I just don't relate with. Superman has never been something that I've enjoyed.
Yeah.
I do like Batman. I prefer the Dark Knight series because that was fantastic.
Yep.
And actually, oddly enough, I actually watched the 90s Batman. Dude, they were good.
Well,
they were. I mean, Michael Keaton
was actually really good as Batman.
And Nicholson is colorful. It's a different take on Batman. So Joe Kelly says, yeah, he did see the long one. He feels like he could have they could have done two movies from this one, kind of meandered around. And I think it's a setup. I think that's what it is. It's like background story, right? Isn't it?
Well, it was kind of like Iron Man 2 and all those where they're trying to set up Avengers kind of thing. They're trying to set up Justice League.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, because you've got the Wonder Woman movie coming out. You've got another specific.
Aquaman.
You've got Aquaman. Okay, so I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. I've actually been trying to find somebody who has the Blu-ray who would like to loan it to me so I can see the extended cut because I don't think it's one that I'm going to buy. Mm-mm.
I'm not.
I'm just not a DC guy.
That's the other thing.
Well, but then again, they haven't really made a great movie series. And people can slam on the Marvel series. Oh, it's too campy, whatever. They make good movies.
Yep.
Deadpool is fantastic.
They have a good working formula.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Super Tech Boy saying Captain America Civil War was awesome. I agree. I thought that was brilliant.
Yep. I haven't seen it yet, so I need to catch up on that one.
I was actually reading some posts that are like, is it just me or is Iron Man a jerk during Captain America Civil War? Yes.
Yes.
He's meant to be.
He's the antagonist.
Yeah, he's the antagonist. Well, it started, right? It started in the last
Avengers,
of Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
And you could see it when they were at Hawkeye's ranch, mm-hmm. Or his home, and you know they're doing the whole scene outside where Captain America and Iron Man start to have a disagreement. So
and they're chopping wood, and
yes.
Captain America does like triple.
Joe Kelly saying Netflix has it. Do they have it online? Because I looked the other day and I didn't see it. So, yeah. Anyway,
does Netflix have an offline option anymore?
They
Not
do.
Yet. They're working on an offline option.
Well, they still send the DVDs, right?
Oh yeah, the DVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're actually going to have an offline option for the downloads.
Ah. Channel 9 said he's also bought a cheap projector off of Amazon for less than 100. I don't understand the word cheap. I didn't buy the highest end of highest end, but I did have to do a 1280 by
right minimum
720
size.
I had to do the minimum spec. It wasn't that expensive. I think it was $300 or something dollars, but yeah, I had to purchase one. And yeah. He says watch Stranger Things outside at night. Okay, I'm not a horror show guy. I heard the Stranger Things is awesome, but I'm pretty sure I don't want to watch it outside at night,
especially that
particularly where I live.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, with the forest right behind you.
Yeah, I've got because I'm surrounded by woodlands.
Yes.
And there's critters. Yeah, no. Esposito.
I thought there was something stalking me the other night when I was in the woodlands by my house.
It was called Riley.
It could have been.
Let's see. Going through the chat room here.
I have no random spending except for a crab pot.
And licenses?
And why would you buy a crab
and licenses.
Pot?
Okay.
Although I could not find my GoPro waterproof housing to be able to put it inside the crab pot.
That would have been cool.
That would have been awesome.
There are a number of videos on the YouTubes of people that have done that.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I didn't get around to finding my waterproof case for it.
That could have been your random spending. Hey, Amazon Prime, you could probably get it there by tomorrow.
I don't think it works.
I'm pretty sure up in Friday Harbor, they don't do the same day.
Are you sure? Have you looked?
No, I haven't looked. Veronica says Stranger Things is like the Goonies plus E.T. It's not that scary. But I'm guessing watching it outside might enhance it. Yes. I don't know.
I was kind of scared of E.T. with the first part when I was a kid.
Yeah?
The first part.
The first part?
The first
Not
part.
Later. The first section of E.T.
Yeah.
The first part where they come out of the little egg cocoons and, like, jump on the guy's face.
You're thinking aliens, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's not E.T.
Wrong alien movie.
Although I've seen some aliens that are inside the crab traps.
Yeah?
Like 9 or 10-legged starfish. Those are kind of crazy.
That scares me.
Yeah. They don't move fast, though. That's good.
With 10 minutes to go in the program, Wireless Life has joined us.
Oh, nice.
About
good
time.
He's on time.
Yeah. He's actually early for him, I think. the Reese's Pieces. Do we remember the Reese's Pieces? Do you know there's a story behind the Reese's Pieces? They actually wanted to use M&M's in E.T.
Oh, really?
And the Mars company said no.
Ooh.
Oopsie.
That was a bit of a...
missed opportunity.
That's what they were doing.
So Reese's Pieces just, absolutely blew up after that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah, they're like, well, this movie's not going to do anything. It doesn't work for us, right? Yeah. Though I think that was in the early days of product placement, right? Nowadays, product placement is everywhere, and it's oblivious. Oh, I mean, it's obvious, right? It's like, hey, look at this cool new phone. Right?
So the question is, did the Reese's Pieces ruin the Atari game?
There's a documentary. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
About the ET. You should check. I don't know the name of it. We can look it up, but
they had only 3 months to develop that game. That's why it was so bad.
Yeah, it was about the ET game on the Atari, and that a bunch of the cartridges that they were searching for them in a landfill.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I have to update my virus protection.
Okay,
it's out of date.
Thank you.
Because this computer is only on for the show.
Drive through.
Yeah. Please pull forward. No random spending for you because except for a crab pot. We talked about, I bought the new movie screen. I bought the projector.
Sound system.
It's just a little Bluetooth speaker. It's very similar to the one that we have in the brewing garage now.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I told you about the little.
The speaker, the Ion speaker?
Yeah. Only I didn't get the work one, you know, that's like.
You got the one with the handle on it?
Yeah, I got the one with the handle on it.
I've got a question for you, Mr. Speaker Guy.
Okay.
How hard would it be for me to swap out that speaker with a better speaker?
I don't know. We'd have to open it up.
Yep.
Because for some reason, my kids seem to have blown the speaker that I have for that one.
That thing is loud. How loud does that have to be? Because that thing is really loud.
They're following the clause tradition.
If you turn it up really loud to maximum and then play the right kind of music, it just shreds the speaker.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They're following in the clause tradition.
Maybe I'll do a YouTube video on it or something like that.
Yeah.
About how to crack open the speakers. Or better yet, if I'll do a Channel 9 video about it, and then I'll put some kind of IoT device inside of it.
Ooh.
For monitoring. Maybe I can put like a hidden tracking system so the kids don't know that I'm tracking them.
Oh, there you go.
Because that always works.
Wireless life, yes, it is the Ion speaker with the disco lights. Prayer. We're gonna switch topics here because we have a very important question in the chat room that we need to answer from Mighty Prayer, who asks, is it possible to make very small batches of beer, like 1 or 2 gallons at a time?
Absolutely.
The answer is yes.
In fact, our good friend Mary Jo Foley, name drop. does that she actually does 1 gallon at a time, right?
Yes, she gets a finished 1 gallon.
So to do that, what do you need? Is it 2 gallons or
extract? She doesn't use all grain.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you only have to worry about the actual volume plus depreciation of evaporation.
So it's probably like 1.5 gallons, yeah?
I'd say probably about 1.5 gallons. She actually has to put signs up around her condo to warn her
neighbors
that she is going to brew because it stinks.
Oh, yeah.
To non-beer drinkers, it smells.
Yeah, that's true. No, and the kids hate it when we brew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can absolutely do small batches, 1, 2. You can probably do a 2 gallon batch, too. I guess it doesn't matter. It's
how big of a pot do you have?
Yeah, it's how big the pot that you have, how much grain you've got to buy.
Or
how much water, how much hop.
Yeah.
You know.
Because if you do the extract, you don't have to do the mash in.
Yes.
So that makes it easier.
It's definitely a faster time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long to get 1 gallon of water to a boil compared to us.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
That is true. Jobrin has joined us saying, well, I'm late to this. What have I missed? I'm not even going to.
Only you knew.
There's actually a YouTube channel called Scam School with Brian Brushwood. They are brewing a small batch of beer for some event.
Okay.
And they have the steps of how to do it.
It's called what?
Scam School.
Scam School.
On the YouTubes.
It's on the YouTubes. So there you go, Prayer. Check that out.
Yep.
Hello. There's speaking of beer, since we're changing topics to the next one. We have a brewery here on Lopez Island that I need to track down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually a 10-gallon system.
So they've actually got a full brewery that's on a 10-gallon system?
they have the same size setup that we have in Beer Team 6.
Yeah.
And that's basically a half barrel, which is 15 gallons. And they have acquired their nanobrewery license from the state of Washington, and they're raising funds to be able to get a 5-barrel system up and running. And so to be able to get certified, you have to have brewing equipment that can pass the inspection. And so they just use their regular homebrew setup for that.
Oh, that's crazy.
No kidding. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Anyway, I'm going to track them down today or tomorrow.
So here in the Redmonds, they've just opened up this new, what is it, Growler or something?
Oh, yeah.
I want to say, I forget the name. It's Growler Emporium. Right. I
Growler Stop.
Growler Stop. That's it. Growler Emporium. Hundreds of crap beer, or 100 crap beer, I think, are on tap. Or that's what they were targeting. I don't know if they actually got there.
I don't know if they did either, yeah. I always go to Malt and Vine anyway.
Well, they have a lot of Washington and Oregon craft beer on tap.
Oh, interesting.
To which you could try out and fill up. It's a former softie actually created it.
Interesting.
And when I was reading the article about it, they talked about how now the state of Washington is third or second in the number of craft breweries.
Number two.
Behind California. I think we're number two behind California. And just in the past year, we've gone up to over 350 craft breweries in the state of Washington.
Not surprised. There's a lot. I mean, you walk around.
That's absolute craziness.
I want 351.
Are you ready to get your nano brewery license and start this thing up?
We just need a facility, my friend. Just need a facility. If any of our listeners has a abandoned warehouse building that we could use in the state of Washington, please email @patchandswitch on Twitter.
So you email Patch and Switch?
Yes, via Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Veronica is asking if Growler Stop is the next boardroom meeting venue. I would say yes. And that meeting needs to happen fairly soon because it's been a while.
It's been way too long. We need the boardroom meeting. Sure.
Yes. Yes. Let's see what's happening out in the chat room. Oh, Colleen's joined. I've got to say hello to Colleen. She runs the Azure AD Premium webinars that we do. And if you want to join one of those webinars to learn more about Azure AD Premium, you can actually just do a search for Azure AD webinars and you'll find it. I have an AKAMS link. I've got to find it too. So
cool.
I'll find that here. Any parting words? We should probably name the show.
We should.
Because we have two minutes before we leave. So I need three work safe words. Three work safe words into the chat room so that we can get next. The next show will be in a fortnight's time, in 2 weeks. Here we go. Look, Colleen's all over it. She's AKAMS/AAD webinars. Wireless Life just posted JShock. J-Shock looks like he is in the Bohemian Rhapsody video. It's awesome. All right. So the first word, crab. Everybody says crab. So the first word is crab.
I think the it should be crab, crabs, crab. That's the first three words I see.
Okay. I'm down with that. Crabs, crab, crab, right?
It was crab.
Yeah.
Crabs.
Okay.
Crab.
Okay. Done. We've got next week's episode. Crabs.
They're not letting me take my phone out on the boat because I'm going to drop it.
That's probably a good idea.
Remember the last time I was with you and your family fishing? I dropped my phone in the river.
I was nowhere near that incident. I do not have any recollection of this event.
It's just being close to you.
There is a proximity.
There is a proximity factor to causation, yes.
Yes, there is.
Right. The band is on strike again. What did we say something? Was it about, I think it was about the fact that
they're on protest because of not being able to get airfare to get out to Atlanta.
We didn't say that.
So what we need to do is we need to have, we'll do a crowdsourced version of our theme song that can be created by all of our listeners.
Oh, like live?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Get everybody to kind of sing it.
And then we'll just take clips of it and turn it into a song.
Okay. Sounds great. Sounds fantastic.
Spoons is in the chat room.
Oh, hello, Spoons. Oh, hey, there they are. They're late, but they're here. Better late than never. Oh, with that sound, that means that we have come to the exciting conclusion of another episode of the Patch and Switch show. I said nothing. Big thank you to everybody who joined us in the chat room, including Pierre Roman, Super Tech Boy, Foul Temper, Vizio MVP, IT Prayer with his great questions. Veronica, yes, we'll set up that boardroom meeting soon. Joe Kelly, you better be following us on Twitter now. It's at sign patch and switch. Kowski, Chuck Rocks Canada, who is here, AZ Growler Guy. Jabron, good to see you. Wireless Life. Lindy Hop Girl, Carnegie, Mr. Blacksway, Soren, Tom Kopka, and everybody else who's joined us. Thank you. We will see you in a fortnight's time. Until then, as we always say, have a weekend, everybody.
And a beer.
And a beer.